Gotta get up, gotta get out, gotta get home before the morning comes. What if I'm late? Got a big day, gotta get home before the sun comes up. Up and away, got a big day, sorry can't stay. I gotta run, run, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, welcome to another edition of Vegas Nonstop. I am your co-host, Jeffrey with a G. In studio with us today, longtime friend of the show, super fan and author, Tom White.
Longtime caller, first time listener.
International comedian with a current residency at the Westgate, our good friend, George Wallace. And running the rodeo with me here for the last 10 years now, the Master of Mayhem, the Wizard of Whoopi, and the Ambassador of Fun, Jonathan J. Scott.
Thank you, Jeffrey, with the G. Line one, go ahead. What a week it's been, huh?
Certainly.
So we're all excited. Sunday's the big game, and we're certainly going to get we're going to get into the 49ers and the Kansas City Chiefs. And Dr. Wallace, you've already had a Kansas City burger and a 49er burger today?
I had two burgers today. There was a Kansas City burger that had blue cheese and bacon on it and a regular bun, buttered bun, and it was from the American Grill or something like that. I had another sandwich. It was called the San Francisco on sourdough. With
avocado and all that food.
No, that's the American Grill or something like that. American Grill is really good. There's two. There's one in Summerlin and one in Henderson.
I think that's next to
what is it?
Rooster Boy.
It's really, really
What's
good.
What's it called?
American Grill.
American Grill.
That's
Chris Carbulla, isn't it?
Huh?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's.
But it was really good. I had that this morning, and it's just amazing. And the and the game is coming up, and I'll tell you right out, I'm taking the team in the red. Okay.
Good idea.
How about the Niners?
What'd you say? Right, anyway. That is not the Niners. The team in the red. They both wear red, idiot.
Oh, you're picking the red.
Oh, my God, he's a little
slow. You're wearing red.
Who, me?
Kind of.
That's pink.
Anyway, I'm Jonathan Scott, and this is Vegas Nonstop here on 920 The Game, and also on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, and, of course, visit our new and improved website at vegasnonstop.com.
I had no idea we were new and improved.
Yeah, we've got a whole new website.
Nothing is new, nothing is improved. It's like Tide. The only thing new is the label. Only thing improved is the price. Keep going.
Our camera is new. We've got this new Mevo camera.
Oh, my God, that's nice.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's got six different angles if you're watching us on
George,
one of the social medias.
Hi.
We get to go on the social media all at the same time. Six different camera angles.
Yeah, it's working pretty well.
I don't know.
You can see the difference all already because the fact we have camera angles, which we've never had before.
We never had them.
That must be about $1,500, huh? What kind of camera is that?
Mevo. M-E-V-O.
Mevo? Yeah. That's very. How much is it? $15,600 and $2,000?
$299.
Stop kidding me. Yep. You don't get no camera with no
And then you
angles.
Have an app and you run it off your iPhone.
It's tethered to your
phone. It's amazing.
Phone.
Yeah. But how much does it cost? That's why I'm looking down through most of the broadcast.
$299.
It can't cost $200 when it got nine eyes.
$299.
It's not $200 per eye.
If you've never seen Dr. George Wallace perform, and
that
even if
camera,
you have,
amazing camera with six this angles is $299. That's more exciting about the camera now than me.
Well,
are you guys getting $299? Because I'll buy one right now on the spot.
Well, the new one's coming out in the spring.
So it's better than this one?
That's what they're telling me. It's got 4K camera. And great 4K, audio.
First of all, that's to the clarity. The 4K, the 8K is getting too much. It's just like when you play football, you don't watch Super Bowl Sunday. You can see the ball better than the guy running the ball. Did you know that? You can see the pigmentation of the ball. You can see the date on the ball. You can see everything on the ball. The clarity is, I'm serious. I was watching TV last week. Aretha Franklin has a tooth missing in the back. I did not know that.
This 4K, she's dead.
I don't care. This is, it was
she's
Aretha.
Got all the teeth are missing.
You can see this. I was looking at Morgan Freeman the other day, and those little bumps, those little black
freckles
just kept popping up, just popping up. And now they got the 8K, and Coca-Cola's going to say, they're just going to reach out and give you the Coke. No. It's just too clear.
I love when you go to material. I tried my material here.
Yeah. That's new material that I haven't done.
Have you worked with Morgan Freeman?
Yes, of course I did Morgan Freeman last year with Morgan Freeman and Tommy Lee Jones. We did a movie called Just Getting Started.
It was with the old guys that escaped.
Oh, yes, sir. This is my Morgan Freeman voice, but I'm George Wallace today. Is my voice okay?
Sound like Morgan Freeman. Sound like God to me.
Sound like God to you.
God.
I could have played Nelson Mandela. I could have talked like that. Mm-hmm. I could have talked like this. What were you reading about George Wallace?
Dr. George Wallace is at the Westgate performing Tuesdays through Saturdays at 8 p.m., and we always appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you so much. I really just driving down the street and had nothing else to do, so I just thought, and Jeffrey with the G is always, Tom, let me tell you about Tom. He came to the show last week. His wife sent me a banana nut bread cake. It was the most moist banana nut bread cake I've ever had in my life.
I don't know that we're allowed to say moist on the air.
Well, in context of cooking, I believe we are.
Jared says we are. Moist is one of those words.
What are you guys talking about? You're just nasty.
Yeah, we are.
There's nothing wrong with no moist, and you're talking about a cake?
Well,
there's something wrong with you.
Actually, every week you get pie,
more,
really,
every week you say something stupidier and more stupidier.
Is that such a word? Stupid, S-T-O-O-P-I-D. More stupid. I know you do. Tuesdays for...
You know what's good about this broadcast already? Jeffrey hasn't said a word. I love it.
I know.
I just wanted to say before you get into this, Kathleen was so thrilled to come and see your show and have dinner. We had such a great time. She insisted that I bring that over to you because you mentioned you liked it,
yes.
And she just kind of nudged
sucking
me.
Up.
You mentioned also the best dessert in the world is a Bananas Foster. He mentioned
yes.
That, and that is the best dessert.
Oh, absolutely. I wish we could all-time dessert.
Well, we should plug the Edge because it's a
the
great
Edge Steakhouse, we had a good time that
we
night.
We had a great time. Got to meet your longtime assistant.
Let me ask you guys a question.
Argentina?
Now, when we were my longtime assistant, we were at the restaurant, right? Now, usually if there's a party of seven, they automatically add the gratuity, don't they?
Yes.
You think they did that to us?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Why, did you tip on top of it?
I tipped $200 on top of that.
Wow.
Well,
I was wondering. I didn't like that waiter.
I liked that waiter.
I thought that, you liked him?
Oh, yeah, he was very nice.
I had a terrible attitude.
He gave you great service. What are you talking about?
What kind of attitude did he give you?
I liked the
was the shoulder rub not enough?
That young woman, I thought she was great.
His assistant at the restaurant.
Yes.
What did he do? He didn't give you an attitude.
You're the one who had the attitude. The guy was as nice as he could be.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think Jonathan got a good enough shoulder
rub.
If
I had to pack up as much to-go food as Jonathan took to-go, I'd give him an attitude, too.
I enjoyed that bone-in ribeye the next day.
He's taking the cheese board, the bread, the sides, the desserts.
The cheese, the board, the wood board.
He took the board.
What's it called, George?
Oh, my God.
What's that called?
How many times did I have to listen to Tommy?
What's that cheese board called?
Wait
a minute. What's that cheese board called?
What are you talking about?
You know.
I don't know.
The cheese board.
It's the chicanery.
Name? Oh, chicanery, that thing. Yeah, that whatever.
It's charcuterie.
It was really good. You guys introduced me to a lot of food. You gave me something that was awesome.
And you didn't want to eat it.
And then you loved it.
I really, really did.
No, it wasn't.
Don't say that.
No, it wasn't.
What was it?
He had it was a ravioli with not squash blossoms.
Welcome to What's Cooking.
Sunchokes.
Welcome to What's Cooking with Dr. George Wallace.
It was a sunchoke and yolati in a wonderful sauce.
Yolati?
And you loved it.
Oh, yeah.
And yolati.
What the hell was that?
It's called pasta.
George was fighting. He didn't want to eat it.
And it took him 10 minutes to make me eat it.
I know.
I wasn't going to let you off the hook either, and I'm very proud of you because you ate it and you liked it.
It took you long enough to make it happen because normally a person would have said,
he kept passing the spoon to George. George was like a little kid in the high chair going, no.
We never did get him to taste the octopus, though.
You're never going to get me to taste that.
It's bad enough what you did to that poor octopus. Steak you had on your plate.
That steak was delicious.
I ate the whole thing. You said you said they cooked mine well instead of medium well,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, but it's okay. It was okay.
I like
next time, I'll
get
medium.
You got to go medium next time.
Yeah, yeah. But I enjoyed it. And you guys didn't get dessert. I made you taste the cheesecake.
You did.
Jonathan took the dessert home.
Jonathan, you were.
He's still finishing the last
one. Wait
a second. Let's get back to the over-tip $200.
That's all right.
They do include the gratuity if it's more than
usually it's six or more, and
right?
On gratuity.
And
that's
I was wondering
standard.
Why it was so much at first. And I said, yeah, but I would have so much fun with you guys. I just want to put the tip
fun.
In there.
Thank you.
No wonder he came back over and tapped me on the shoulder and says, thank you for the tip, right?
Yes.
I don't think etiquette allows you to go back and ask for it back. So.
Welcome to What's Cooking with Dr. George Wallace.
What'd you say, Tom?
I said I don't think etiquette allows for you to go and ask for it back.
Emily Post. All of a sudden, he's Emily Post.
He may have gotten a $400 tip.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, maybe he'll be nicer next time we're in.
I want to show you something, okay?
Because
you got angry at me last year when Tom Brady's first pass was intercepted, and you said it wasn't considered incomplete.
I lost control again, Jared.
And I'm looking to bet the same thing this year, and look what it says on here. First pass by Jimmy Garoppolo will be complete or incomplete. And then in little letters it says, interception is incomplete. You should have won.
Here's what's happening this week in Las Vegas.
Wait a second. I did not. I took the thing to the window, and the guy says no.
Just because he said no doesn't mean he's right. No. Did he put it in the machine?
He must have been right. He didn't give me any money.
That's right, because he kept your ticket and cashed it for himself.
I think he gave it to the waiter. Thursday through Sundays.
They would never do something like that.
Oh, no, never. No, that would never happen in Las Vegas. Right.
Because you know you're angry and you just walk off and leave the ticket, right?
Uh-huh.
I don't.
You say put it in the machine. I want to see it.
Yeah. Thursday through Sundays.
I'm still mad.
8 p.m. Miss Dionne Warwick performs at Cleopatra's Barge.
Not about the bet. I'm mad about that $200.
That $200 tip.
You're just going to have to sell more T-shirts.
Dionne Warwick's at Cleopatra's Barge at Caesar's.
Wait a second. Dionne Warwick at Cleopatra's Barge.
Yeah, you got in trouble with Dionne Warwick, didn't you?
Not, that's a long time ago. That's right.
You got to let the man finish. We'll
most
never do
of her 26 number one-hit songs in an intimate setting, it really is just like being in her living room. You get a feeling of vintage Vegas in that room. It only holds 200 guests. Enjoy legendary Miss Dionne Warwick. Tickets start at $97.99. Mm-hmm. If you're looking for a place to watch the big game, Sapphire's Gentlemen's Club is taking reservations for their giant Super Bowl party with an amazing buffet, giveaways, prizes, and, of course, hundreds of beautiful dancers and three ugly ones.
How do you watch the game
ones.
And you got the dancers going
and
on
three
at the
ugly
same
ones.
Time? How do you watch the game and you got the dancers at the same time?
At halftime, they get dollar lap dances.
What?
Yeah, halftime dollar lap dances. Yeah. And packages start at only $75. Free limo pickup and delivery. Sapphire has been voted the best gentleman's club in Las Vegas, and they do know how to throw a great party. Shout out to Peter Feinstein, George Wilson, David Wax, Steele, and the whole Sapphire's crew.
Jimmy
That's
Lee.
Sapphire at Sammy Davis Jr. Way. Celebrity psychic medium Thomas John has started his residency at Caesar's Palace. If you have questions for your dead relatives, Thomas John could provide a life. I wrote that.
Didn't we talk about that last week? This guy's supposed to be good talking to the dead people?
Yeah, a life-changing experience.
His name is Honest John, and John. Thomas John.
Yeah, well, that's probably not his real name.
Okay, well, it doesn't matter, but if he can talk to the dead, he must be somebody.
Comic Richard Lewis used to say that if he doesn't mind if his dead relatives visit him as long as they're doing the twist.
Richard Lewis, God bless him.
He's still alive.
I didn't say he was dead.
You just say God bless him.
May he rest in peace.
Just his career is dead, that's all.
No, I didn't. Don't say that. He's still out there working, I think.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Exactly.
He's on Curb Your. Have you been watching? Do you watch Curb Your Enthusiasm?
I don't. I apologize. I don't get to watch
you
as many shows as
it.
I should. I do need to be on that show, but I'm always working. I don't get to watch TV. I've been working since 1979, 8 o'clock every night. I'm always on some stage. So I don't know anything about some kind of Thrones. What's the name?
Game of Thrones.
The Walking Dead. I don't know anything about the Star Wars. I don't know.
Need a good case of the flu just to be able to sit at home and watch these
things. Is that what it's
going to
take?
Yes.
Yeah. Because there's so much
don't
on Netflix.
Don't listen to
nothing
him.
Like wishing the flu on someone.
I think there's a flu epidemic going around
right now. There's a coronavirus
we
might catch.
Didn't he just say that I need to get the flu?
That's what Tom said.
You can catch up on
Tom said you can catch up on all this stuff.
You Karen, how are we doing on time?
12 hours and watch.
What if he just, like, I don't know, broke a leg instead? You don't have to get the flu.
It's a wonderful night for a moon dance. Friday and Saturday, 8 p.m.
Let me ask you a question. What do you guys do here?
Van the Man Morrison.
We've been wondering for 10
years.
Laugh.
We just laugh. We just have a good time, just like you.
This is good.
10 years we've been doing this.
Van the Man Morrison appears at Caesars Coliseum this whole weekend. Tickets start at $64.50. For the kiddies, the SpongeBob musical opens on Tuesday at the Smith Center for the Performing Arts. Tickets start at only $30. George's friend, everybody loves Raymond star Brad Garrett, returns to his club Thursday to host shows through February 8th at the MGM Grand. Tickets start at $59. My favorite story about Brad is when he opened for Frank Sinatra, and after his set, when he was young, just a comedian, he tells the story. After his set, he asked the audience to stick around for Frank. He got a knock on his dressing door by Jilly, and the guys asked him, did you say stick it to Frank? That was his last
stick
show
it
with
to
Mr.
Frank.
I think that was his last show with Mr. Sinatra.
Stick around for Frank.
Yeah.
Did you say stick it to Frank? Why did they not? Why did they fire him?
Well,
just you don't say anything about Frank.
Anything about Frank?
No.
Congratulations to Vinny and the Bronx Wanderers on their new home at Harrah's Showroom, sharing the room with the Righteous Brothers Wednesday through Monday at 8 p.m. You seen the Righteous Brothers?
Not really.
Ever? No. You know,
I've seen Hall & Oates.
They did that song in Ghost. You saw Hall & Oates?
They did that song in Ghost.
Yeah.
No, that was a guy from San Francisco. That was a San Francisco guy. Huey Lewis in the News.
And that was Footloose.
No, you're thinking of two different songs. Who are you going to call Ghostbusters is Huey Lewis in the News.
And before that, it was another guy.
This is beyond.
We're getting off the rail. For something fun and quirky, we recommend the... Jared will check out. He's our fact checker. What was the theme song? What was the song in Ghost? Wasn't it Righteous Brothers?
I ain't scared of no ghosts.
I ain't scared of no ghosts. That was Ray Lewis Jr.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Exactly right. He was the first one to do it, right?
Yeah.
And then Huey Lewis in the News. I think they had a suit over that.
I didn't see the ghost.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts. Not scared.
I ain't scared. For something fun and quirky, we recommend
in the black neighborhood. Is I ain't scared of no ghosts.
Yeah. Well, something fun and quirky. We recommend the Atomic Saloon Show, 7:30 to 8:10 p.m. Thursday through Sunday at the Grand Canal Shops at the Venetian. Kind of like a Western musical gone terribly wrong. Tom, have you seen Atomic?
I've not. We were supposed to actually go tonight, and it didn't work out.
Atomic Saloon
yeah,
Show.
Yeah, Atomic Saloon.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's fun. It's from the same group of Absinthe. Yes, Jared.
Really? I haven't seen Absinthe yet.
The song from Ghost is Unchained Melody, but it is by... It is sung by
the Righteous Brothers.
Frank Summers.
Well, maybe that's who did it, but the Righteous Brothers, it was a hit song for the Righteous
Brothers.
Whatever.
Yes. What was the name of the song?
Unchained Melody.
Unchained Melody. You know that song.
The Righteous Brothers was way before Jared was born.
Yeah, I know.
But fortunately, he can still see them.
In the What's Eating You department, Beast Feast 4 returns to the parking lot of the Sand Dollar. Have you ever been to the Sand Dollar?
No, I haven't.
I was there two nights
ago. Sounds good, though.
What's I was there Wednesday
the only
night.
Blues club here in Las Vegas.
Oh, really?
I was there Wednesday night. It was
not
great.
Not far from the house.
Tell me what you did there. The music was good. The people.
Blues.
Listen, man. This,
you like the blues?
What Anthony Jameson has done with this place in the last 4 years is incredible. He's turned that place around. As a matter of fact, as of January 1st, there's no more smoking in there, so you don't feel like you're choking when you're in there.
Oh, thank goodness.
Right. He put in a beautiful little pizza outpost that's turning on some great pizza.
What is it?
Arville, Polaris, and Spring Mountain.
Not far.
Been there for 43 years.
Yeah.
Some of the best blues you're ever going to hear.
The
As a matter
blues
of fact,
you're going to hear.
I'll tell you who was there Wednesday night. An old friend from the show.
Who that?
Stoney Curtis.
Oh, yeah. Stoney Curtis.
Who I hadn't seen in forever. He was there.
From Chicago.
And then I was there last Friday night, and the Moan and Black Snakes were there.
Love the Moan and Black
They're
Snakes.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I remember.
Weren't you in
groups.
Chicago last night?
I was in Chicago last night. Yes, I was.
I knew it. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, they're having the Beast Feast 4 at the parking lot at Sand Dollar.
What is that?
It's local collective Black Tiger Barbecue. Local barman Gene Samuel is going to man the smokers for the party hosted by the U.S. Bartenders Guild. Big Game will be showing inside, so it's Sunday.
Oh, it's on Sunday.
Inside Sand Dollar. And the cost of admission includes unlimited meats. I just wanted to say unlimited meats.
I was going to say,
meats.
He's got no TVs in there. He must be putting them up to watch the game.
Cocktails from 1:30
unlimited
to
8:30. Unlimited meats, isn't that at the Sahara? Did you say that?
Yes, it's a new show.
There was a punk band out of Seattle meats. In the late
That's 80s. The name of a show?
No. No, it's
that's the name of a band.
All the barbecue you can eat, George.
That is unlimited. You can eat the restaurant at the Sahara, right?
Called Unlimited Meats.
Oh, you're talking about Bizarre Meats at the hotel.
Yeah, that's unlimited. Meats.
That's a steakhouse. What are you talking
probably
about?
Closed anyway.
My God,
that was Jose.
It didn't close.
Did not close. Don't say that.
Don't say that.
It's a matter of
fact.
It's very good.
Top five steakhouses in the city.
Tickets are $65 at the door, $50 in advance at Beast Feast 4, eventbrite.com. Proceeds benefit the Helen David Relief Fund to assist bartenders affected by breast cancer. Call the Sand Dollar for more info. I'm pretty sure that Helen David Relief Fund was started by our friend Tony Abuganim. Bartender, mixologist.
From Libertine Social.
Yeah.
Great, mixologist?
Great friend of the show, yeah.
Speaking of mixologists.
You like those Moscow Mules.
Can somebody get me a Moscow Mule?
Those are good. Those
George
are good.
Loves those Moscow Mules.
I had it
mules.
The other night without a... You
we
got to
try just the ginger beer.
I make them at home. Just the ginger beer and vodka is good.
Yeah.
Not the vodka.
What do you mean, not the vodka?
The vodka tastes like the vodka.
Then you just get the... Then you're not getting the Moscow. You're just getting the mule.
As long as I get the...
And 40 acres.
I don't get the cake.
And 40 acres.
The vodka's from
Come
Moscow.
Come on, that was funny.
Listen, these are young people. Sure. You can't do jokes like that. They think that's rude.
No, he doesn't take 40 acres and a mule.
He's been laughing at all your jokes.
Charlie Palmer's Steak at the Four Seasons still offers the best fine dining special in Las Vegas.
Agreed.
With their weekly chef's cut menu, a three-course steak dinner, and bottomless wine for only $58. Valet park for free at the Four Seasons and make a reservation. Charlie Palmer's Steak at the Four Seasons for the best breakfast or lunch of your life. Whoa. Check out our friend Chef Sonia at Rooster Boy Cafe at Desert Shores.
Where?
I was dreaming about Chef Sonia's French toast. That's pretty sad when you're so old you dream about food instead of pretty women.
Does she have grits?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
You don't know what grits are, do you?
How many?
I love grits.
How many grits?
I stayed in Atlanta at the Four Seasons Hotel in my hometown, and they brought the grits. The grits was $14 a bowl. I was so pissed off, I don't know what to do. I ate them one by one.
Those are some
How much
grits.
Was the tip?
$200.
Our movie pick of the week is Parasite, the story of a dirt-poor Korean family who weasels their way into a wealthy family's home. You could stream it at home, which I did last night, on Fandango.
And how was it?
It was great.
It was terrific.
I hear people saying it's the movie of the year.
Fabulous. And it's in Korean, and it's all subtitled.
So, really? Thank God you speak Korean. It came in handy for you to understand what's going on in the movie.
An Young Hashimika.
It really was. It really was very good.
Great movie.
I do have an issue with foreign films and Best Picture because there's a Best Foreign
in their own
category already.
Exactly.
It shouldn't be in the Best Picture category as well.
But I love the movie. I didn't think I was going to like it as much as I did.
I love the movie.
Listen to us here on 9:20 a.m. The Game or on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, or on our website at VegasNonstop.com. We're going to take our first commercial break and come back with Super Bowl 51?
Yeah, Super Bowl 54.
We're going to talk about 51 if you want.
You're still on 51, trust me.
Yeah,
hey, right where you are.
I want to make a bet on that one.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today. Hey Las Vegas, Millennium Window Tinting on Eastern and Sunset invites you to get out of the sun and have your car, home, and office treated with energy-efficient 3M window tinting. Tinting your windows adds an extra layer of protection from both the sun and from intruders who can't steal what they can't see. Why wait till it's 120 degrees to shield yourself from the blistering heat? Millennium Window Tints offer same-day service and mention Vegas Nonstop for a special offer. Millennium Window Tints, authorized by the 3M Corporation. Schedule window tinting for your car, home, or business at their website, MillenniumTints.com. That's MillenniumTints.com at Sunset and Eastern.
I'm going to Kansas City. Kansas City, here I come. I'm going to Kansas City. Kansas City, here I come.
Jonathan Scott with Vegas Nonstop here at 9:20 The Game. Also on iHeartRadio, iTunes Radio. It's not even called iTunes. It's called Apple Music, Apple Podcasts.
Apple Pie.
Apple Pod. Not Apple Pie. Apple Pie.
Apple Pie is Apple, I don't need no
Apple
doctor.
Apple Turnover.
Do you know of
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Do you know of a group, a rock group called Apple Pie? That was song back
pie.
In the day.
Humble Pie. Okay. In studio, Dr. George Wallace appearing
you
most nights.
You corrected me just like that. I didn't have anything to say. Humble
at the
Pie.
Westgate Resort at the corner of Walk and Don't Walk. Also, Tom White, author of a book called
Justice Rules by Thomas White.
That's right.
Available on Amazon. Five-star right. rating for many, many years now.
And Jeffrey
wow.
with a G
many years now.
From Something's Fishy Company. Specializing in octopus and other assorted fish we've never
and
heard of.
And making clams.
Making clams.
Has my friend Clams Casino been in tonight?
You got to sell a lot of fish to make some clams.
All right. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
I don't like clams either.
Yes, sir.
All right, so last week we were talking.
You don't even know you don't like clams. You probably like them.
Shut up.
That's my friend Clams Casino.
I love that he just told you to shut up. I've been wanting to tell you to shut up for 10 years.
Without any hesitation, mind you.
Shut up. On the big board, Jared just going crazy trying to figure out
he's
what
he's got the best name ever, Jared Justice.
Jared Justice. He kind of times in Tom's book.
He was the lead good. Character in Tom's book.
Or J2.
Where are you from?
Kansas City.
Oh my.
They got some crazy looking women there. And I'm going to get
Kansas City.
We just played it. Yeah.
Right. Where are you watching the game on Sunday?
Jared.
With friends and family, like other at Chiefs home. Fans? Because you can't be out with anyone else.
We're all wearing our Alex Smith jerseys.
Oh, poor Alex.
He went up to San Francisco also, didn't he?
No, he went to Washington.
Oh. And now where is he?
He broke his leg in three places, and so he's
he'll call it a day.
Fighting back.
All right, so
Alex Smith did go to San Francisco, Tom. I just said you know everything.
He started in San Francisco.
Okay.
He was drafted number one overall by San Francisco.
Where men are men and sheep are sheep.
He was the number one overall pick?
Yes, he was.
Oh, my God.
Don't you remember this?
No.
It was between he and Aaron Rodgers. And they picked Alex Smith, and then Rodgers
yes.
dropped to 24 and ended
and
up
that's
in Green
why he's
Bay.
So bitter and angry and pouts on the bench still today.
What do you think about this as a sure thing prop to cash in on?
A sure thing?
Yeah. 49ers running back Matt Breida, first rush attempt over 3.5 yards.
That's good.
Yeah, I like it.
That's
I
good.
Mean, yeah.
Yeah. How about this one? Can this is a little more vague. Can Jimmy Garoppolo keep up with Patrick Mahomes? Potentially, most Chiefs fans are probably hoping that their electric offense can build a lead and force Jimmy G to win the game through the air. Certainly hasn't been the case through two playoff games, as the 49ers threw the ball just 27 combined times against the Vikings and Packers. Still, Jimmy G, far from incapable of shredding defenses downfield, 49ers led the league in explosive pass play rate. But the league's second-most run-heavy offense simply didn't look to throw the ball deep all that often. Overall, Jimmy G surprisingly has averaged a league-high 21 yards per attempt on deep balls this season, but he also threw passes at least 20 yards downfield on a league-low 6.5% of his attempts. Jeffrey with the G, what do you think?
Out of all those, I'll take Breida over 3.5 yards against that Kansas City rush defense.
Mm.
You know, statistically, San Francisco has a better offense than Kansas City.
Mm.
They're number two overall. I think Kansas City's four or five.
So in coming to that number, they're just using total yardage when it comes to passing, though.
Yes, but no, I had to say, but you have to remember that Mahomes missed, what, three or four games through the course of the season. Garoppolo played the whole season itself. So while statistically they have a, on paper, they're the better offense, in reality, I don't buy it.
George, who has the better food? Kansas City or San Francisco?
San Francisco.
All I know is I went up there last week. I told you about that, right?
No.
Couldn't find Bryce Cerrone nowhere.
Well, I don't know if it's a San Francisco treat anymore. I think they've got a different treat.
Well, it's like going to Hawaii trying to get some fruit juicy Hawaiian punch, right? Let me tell you something.
How would you like a nice Hawaiian punch?
Boom. Have you ever tried poi?
Yeah.
That's poi. That's
chalk.
That's what?
Tastes like chalk.
It's just, I know it. It's not like
great.
Clay.
It's not great. It's a little mealy Hawaiian. In your mouth. Right? Not great to eat.
Well, who has the best food? I would say
Chicago.
Chicago is top three restaurant cities in the country for sure.
Who's number one?
New York City.
You
can't beat New York only because
Who's number two? Even
the surrounding boroughs are so diversified. You get these little neighborhood places that you don't get in other cities.
Exactly. That's so true. So I think Chicago might be number two.
They're neck and neck.
It's the second city. It's always stuck with being the second city.
What I love about what the Westgate does with their props is they'll give you one page worth of props that you can actually parlay.
Yeah.
And we do this every year. So I'm going to give you guys my two-team parlay off the prop sheet from the Westgate that George won last year but didn't cash.
He's just losing money at the Westgate. He's losing tip money.
That's why they keep him booked.
Listen, they know they're getting the money back, right?
He's a source of income for them.
Listen to me. Why is the Westgate the better place to do everything?
Jay Cornegay and his team, they just do such an amazing job. They're known for their prop bets. I believe they have the most prop bets out of any book on the street or probably around...
Over 400.
I don't know about offshore or in the UK, but certainly here in Vegas.
Jay? Have you ever met Jay Cornegay?
I think I'm sure I have, right? He runs the place, right?
Yeah.
He's a great guy.
He's a very good dude.
I know they got the best weenie in the world over there. You know what they got?
I'm sorry,
They got a Kansas City hot dog over there, and they San Francisco.
They
hot
used to have
there.
A great Cuban sandwich, for the Super Bowl. But they took it off the menu.
For the Super Bowl. These two.
What's a San Francisco
treat
hot dog?
I don't know what it is, but what
is it? Vegan?
It's got Rice Aroni.
It's got Rice
Aroni. Rice Aroni. Jerry, you're so young. You don't even know what Rice Aroni is, do you? Have you ever had it? It's really good.
I'm
the only one in here had it.
Can the Chiefs contain Nick Bosa?
No. George, are you ready for your two-team parlay that you're going to win?
Yes, right.
You ready?
You wrote it up on me last year.
So we're on page one of the parlay page for the Westgate. And this is, will there be a missed extra point?
What's the number
on? In the game? 66015.
In the whole game.
Throughout the game, will there be a missed extra point? We're going to go with yes for plus 300.
I'm going to go with no.
That's the first part of the parlay. The second part of the parlay,
yes,
in your upper right-hand corner,
yes,
first pass by Jimmy Garoppolo will be incomplete plus 170.
I wouldn't touch that.
If you combine those two, for every $100 you bet, you will win $980. Almost 10 to 1.
Almost 10 to 1.
Correct.
I wouldn't take that. The first pass is incomplete.
Jimmy Garoppolo's first pass is incomplete. Only Jimmy Garoppolo.
I wouldn't touch that.
And that there'll be a missed extra point at some point in the game.
Remember, I told you that Jimmy's first pass will be complete. Caught.
What if the 49ers cannot pressure Patrick Mahomes?
Then they're going to have a lot of trouble.
It's a lock then for they Kansas City.
Because here's the thing, right? If you're the defensive coordinator for the Niners, they're a very blitz-heavy team with Bosa being, you know, probably rookie of the year, and a bunch of the, you know, the other linemen there that have each of their linemen each has 7.5 or more sacks on the year. If they do pressure him and Mahomes can avoid that blitz, he's running all day. And the secondary, he's got speedsters in Hill and Sammy Watkins.
If that pocket breaks down and they force Mahomes out of the pocket, they're forcing him into the thing that he does that better he does than best. Anyone else
yes.
in the league.
Yes.
And that's throw on the run. So they've got to contain him in the pocket, and they got to sack him if they're going to win this game.
One of the things I do like is taking the Niners in the first quarter.
Oh, yeah, that's a great bet.
Because Kansas City has been, we've seen them, they typically start slow. They fell behind 24-0 to Houston before they came back.
What does that pay?
14-0 to the Titans. It doesn't pay anything. You just have to take them on the money line, and they're only minus a nickel.
Okay, for those that don't know what the money line is, that's just win or lose.
Right.
You don't have to cover the spread. You know, we always assume that everybody knows what we're talking about.
Which means that if it's tied after the first quarter, you would push. So if it's 7-7 after the first quarter, you're just going to push. I also like the over in the first quarter, 10 points.
So for those that don't know what over and under means, it means the total amount of points in either quarter or amount of the game.
By both teams.
What did you say? So you think it's going to be
over in the first quarter?
I think you're going to see like a 10-3 first quarter San Francisco kind of thing. And then what Andy Reid does better than a lot of coaches is he adjusts. He's going to see what San Francisco's defense is doing. He'll adjust. And then Mahomes towards the end of the second quarter, you're going to start seeing him hit Hill and hit Kelsey and start making those completions. I know you like Kansas City in this game.
I do, but and I like Kansas City specifically because of Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
I think he's the difference maker in this game. I heard an interview with him earlier this week, and he said exactly the same thing. They said, "How come you start so slow?" He goes, "It takes me a little bit. I got to figure out what's going on. I know what they're supposed to do, but they rarely do what they're supposed to do."
He's right.
So I have to figure it out, and once I figure it out, then we start
then
rolling.
I figure it out, yeah. Exactly.
Now, where do you think these guys rank among the best quarterbacks to ever win a Super Bowl? I think that's interesting.
It's difficult to crown Jimmy G. Neither one of them has enough history behind them to put them in that conversation.
Here's a fun statistic. Combined starts between the two of them is 68 games. That is the least amount of starts for a pair of quarterbacks in Super Bowl history.
And they're probably pretty close. Like, I think Mahomes has 37 and Garoppolo's got like 20 or 30?
29. Garoppolo's 25-3, I think, in starting games.
Terrible.
Here's some facts. It's difficult to crown Jimmy G as a truly elite quarterback at this point due to his middling ranks among 42 quarterbacks to throw at least 100 passes this season. Completion percentage is 69%, number 5. Adjusted yards per attempt, 8.3. He's number 9. Adjusted net yards per attempt, 7.2. He's at number 10. Quarterback rating 102. He's number 8. Touchdown rate, 5.7%. Number 7.
This is
7.
All Garoppolo?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Jimmy G. And interception rate, 2.7. He's number 30 in interceptions. And Mahomes, adjusted yards per attempt is 8.94. He's number 3.
He's going to be top 5 in everything.
Yards per attempt, 8.36, number 3. No. Touchdown rate's 5.4%. He's number 8. Completion rate, 69.5%. He's number 12. Quarterback rating, 105.3. He's number 7. And QB rating, 78. He's number 2. So
probably behind Tannehill, which is funny.
Right. What's Andy Reid's record after a bye week?
He's unbelievable.
Straight up 23-5.
I was going to say it was 22-4 earlier, and then he had a bye this week. So,
but this is only his second Super Bowl as a head coach, and he's 0-1.
Mm-hmm. Coaches learn a lot from a loss, and his loss was 10 years ago.
Oh, at least. More. It was to the Patriots with McNabb.
Yeah.
You're talking like 2004? 2004?
No, it wasn't that long ago.
Patriots won 3 out of 4. They went 0-1, 0-3, 0-4.
Jared?
I'm on it.
Thank you.
instead of Alexa, we have Jared.
My point is, when a coach goes and loses like that and then has time and he comes back, he's taken a second team to the Super Bowl, and so few coaches have ever done that. And they usually perform much better the second time around, with the exception of Dan Reeves.
Which offense is faster?
Kansas City.
Per Next Gen Stats, the Chiefs, 13.36 miles per hour. 49ers, 13.35.
How's that for close?
We're the league's two fastest offenses in terms of average top speed by offensive ball carriers. The league average was 12.97 miles per hour. And the message here is, speed kills.
Yeah, but let's look at the other side of the ball. Look at San Francisco's defense. That's where, listen, this is going to come down to, Kansas City speed on offense versus San Francisco speed on defense, and who can excel? Can they penetrate and get to Mahomes? And by the way, watch out for Kansas City's linebackers getting to Garoppolo.
I've always said it's all about penetration.
It's been fun working with you guys.
It was 2004? All right. So
one thing we can be positive of, the Patriots still can't win the Super Bowl.
That is very true.
That's so true.
I know everyone's happy about that.
I think it's time to take another short commercial break. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on 920. The game stay
I
right
can't
where
believe
you are.
He did that penetration joke.
Hey, Las Vegas, Millennium Window Tinting on Eastern and Sunset invites you to get out of the sun and have your car, home, and office treated with energy-efficient 3M window tinting. Tinting your windows adds an extra layer of protection from both the sun and from intruders who can't steal what they can't see. Why wait till it's 120 degrees to shield yourself from the blistering heat? Millennium Window Tints offer same-day service and mention Vegas Nonstop for a special offer. Millennium Window Tints, authorized by the 3M Corporation. Schedule window tinting for your car, home, or business at their website, MillenniumTints.com. That's MillenniumTints.com at Sunset and Eastern. For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
Got with Vegas Nonstop. That's the 49ers song, I believe. So we played Kansas City. They got some crazy looking women there, and we played the 49ers fight song or whatever it is. I don't know. I pulled from this morning.
If you know your way to San Jose. No, that's not San Francisco either.
No, it's not
San
Francisco.
I left my heart in San Francisco.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that would have been a good one.
Yeah. I left my heart in San Francisco.
George is opening for himself tonight.
Was that, he's doing Tony a couple Bennett. Of hits. Tony Bennett's Tony impression Bennett, of Tony yeah. Bennett.
Honestly, I could sing.
Tony Bennett. Oh, Tony Bennett. He's like 95
he's
or something.
Still going. Still yeah. It's kind of like my guy Norman Lear, 97, still working.
Yeah, and you've got a you shot a pilot with Norman Lear a couple of weeks ago called Clean Slate.
We didn't shoot it yet. We just sold it to NBC Peacock. It's going to run on
NBC
Peacock.
When you're Norman Lear,
Laverne
you can sell
Cox, Laverne Cox and myself. And Norman Lear can just walk in and say, well, are you going to take it or what?
That's it.
And he did it. So
yeah.
Look for that in the next six
clean,
months.
Clean Slate. And you can probably Google it and something will come up, right?
Something will come up. Yeah, Laverne Cox, who was heavily known Orange is the New Black and many awards. She's won. And so I'm going to be her father. It's going to be like Sanford and Son. And she's going to return as my son, but also as my daughter.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to be educated to learn how to live with this new transition.
Did you ever see Red Fox or work with Red Fox?
I wrote Red Fox Show.
You wrote it?
I wrote the Red Fox Show. Look it up.
The TV show or the live?
The live show on ABC after he left Sanford and Son.
Oh.
Yeah, I wrote for a year.
You've worked with everybody.
It only showed it last year.
Everybody,
Dr. I've been
Wallace.
Pretty blessed. I worked with Donna Ross. I worked with Donna Summer. I worked with Paul Anka. I worked with Tom Jones for 5 years. You name it. I worked with Helen Reddy. And that's when they were hot, too. I wanted to be a comedian back in the day. George Benson. Oh my God, so many people I work with. You just Smokey Robinson. But right now, we're talking about the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I know. Well, I know. I think it's interesting. I love the stories of great performers.
What about Flip Wilson? You work with Flip Wilson?
I only met him once. I never met Flip Wilson. No.
He was a funny dude.
The devil made me do it.
Reverend
Leroy.
But Red Fox really broke some barriers as far as free speech and what he was able to say in his live performance.
I would say okay, but Sammy Davis Jr. wouldn't have done that entertainment wise. Sammy Davis Jr.
Richard Pryor.
Well, I've mentioned
Richard
Sammy.
Pryor broke it, yeah. But as far as Las Vegas, Sammy Davis Jr. broke the mold for everybody. He's a great. Jared, you don't know this. There's a little black man with one eye.
And Jewish too.
A little Jewish
black Jewish guy.
Yeah.
And
well,
he was the best entertainer ever in Las Vegas, even to this day, unless Tom knows somebody
better.
As a matter of fact, he is the only one of the Rat Pack I ever got to actually see live with Sammy Davis.
Okay. Did he say, I'm the candy man, huh?
Yeah, he
did. Make a rainbow.
He actually came out this was later in his career, and he said, look, If you're expecting me to start jumping around, flinging my guns around, and tap dancing and all that, you're in the wrong place. I'm too old for that stuff.
Oh, he didn't do that?
And no. And then he just did his act, but he did tap for Bojangles.
Right. He's such a great dancer.
He said it was a really low-key kind of pulled back, and I was looking at going, I wish to God I could have seen him when he was
so
young.
You guys haven't met Manny with me.
I did.
Twice. His son?
Twice, right before you guys did the initiation for the Sammy Davis Jr. Street.
Right, for the street. Yeah,
and then Manny's great, and he brought on some incredible pictures.
Who's Manny?
Of his dad.
Manny is Sammy's son, and I actually represent the estate in Las Vegas. Yeah. So when I was 15 years old, I got to run around backstage with Sammy. He owned a theater called the Mill Run Theater in Chicago.
I did the Mill Run Theater.
That's the first time
I did a
Jr.
theater, Jerry, and it's in the round, right? I was with Donna Ross.
Were you confused?
I was on first. I had never been, I was new. And people start throwing money at the stage, and I'm going, is that an insult? Oh, I did not know. And then people do that when they lock you in Chicago. They bring money down to the stage and throw money at the stage, yeah. Because I was thinking, like, maybe I should go get a job. I didn't know what it was.
He was the best all-around entertainer that I've ever
seen. And I want to die just like he died, just like Red Fox died. They all died broke. I think that's the greatest way to die.
He did. Altavis was waiting tables in the Bronx.
That's where he met her?
No, after he passed away, because
that's
he
not
left
true.
So much
that
debt.
Is not true.
Yes, it is.
She was waiting tables after he died.
Yeah.
You're just making up stuff.
No,
now,
I'm not.
Jared?
No, I'm not. I swear to you, I'm not. And hopefully we're going to see the Sammy Davis Jr. story made into a film.
Who could do that?
Lionel Richie. Not to play him, but to produce it. Not to play.
To produce it.
To produce it.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's what I know. And Manny was just here a couple of weeks ago, and Manny's great. And he was adopted. Sammy and Altavis adopted Manny.
Did he get any money? There was no.
He got the debt, is what he got. And they're pretty close to being clean on it. And you know, we're trying to keep the legacy of Sammy Davis Jr. alive because he was the world's greatest. He was billed as the world's greatest entertainer because he did tap dance, he did do the guns,
and
he did the impressions.
Clint Holmes does a lot of stuff.
Clint
in tribute.
Tributes.
To
yeah, Clint is Sammy. The only one that I know got the Sammy
but
Davis
Clint
Jr.
has two
award.
Eyes.
So this is one of the pictures that Manny brought on the air with us.
That's nice.
And it was prior to Sammy losing his eye in a car accident.
Yes.
So in this picture,
where the eye was lost on the car accident.
Yeah, so this picture of Sammy is when he had both of his real eyes.
One of my favorite Sammy stories was he was driving with Johnny Carson from Los Angeles to Palm Springs. And Sammy was driving, and they got pulled over by a policeman for speeding. And Johnny Carson looked at the police officer, and he said, officer, do you know who we are? And he said, yeah, you're Johnny Carson. He's Sammy Davis Jr. He said, you know, Sammy only has one eye, right? And the officer says, yeah. He says, well, where do you want it, on the speedometer or the road?
Once again, you're stupid.
S-T-O-O-P-I-D.
A T.
All right. Five reasons the Chief will win. Of course, number five reason or number one reason is Patrick Mahomes.
Okay. Absolutely. All day long.
You said number five and number one. Make up your mind.
Well, okay.
here's
2 weeks to prepare.
They both have 2 weeks to prepare, so.
That doesn't.
I don't see that as an advantage.
Although I'd probably give the edge to Reed under those circumstances. From a coaching perspective.
I would give them. They both had 2 weeks. Okay.
Yeah.
An improved run defense for the Chiefs.
Yes, absolutely.
Over the last 6 weeks, for sure.
Hill, Kelce, and Watkins and more. Mahomes may be the headliner, but the entire Chiefs offense is full of playmakers.
I'm sorry, what did you just say?
He says
Hill, Kelce, and
Hill, Kelce?
Yeah.
Watkins. Yeah.
Sammy.
Oh, no, Travis. That's better that you slowed down because I thought it was one word, too.
Mahomes, I read really fast.
Mahomes will throw it to the guy that's open, so that's absolutely true. They've got a ton of other playmakers on that team.
Do me a favor, Tom. Say that again.
Said Mahomes will throw it to whoever's open.
But doesn't that make sense?
Yes, it makes perfect sense. But a lot of guys won't do that. They'll look for those stars.
You've seen George's show, right?
They'll look for those stars. I know. I'm not trying to say the stupidest thing you've ever heard. I'm just saying.
No, that had nothing to do with it. No, it just
open 24 hours. You have to see George. You have to see George's show because he really points out how stupid we are.
And the stupidest thing I've ever talked is in Las Vegas, right? The Bonanza store. The Bonanza gift shop.
Yeah, the gift shop.
Yeah.
What does it say?
Did I do it tonight? You guys were there?
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
And the sign said, if it's in stock, we have it.
We have it.
Even Jared laughed at that.
If it's not in stock, we don't have it.
Can you imagine when I first saw that, I'm going like, did I just, is that on the marquee?
it's in stock.
What's
the other one? 24 hours.
What did you say after? If it's on sale, you can buy it?
My sign said, if you pay for it, it's free.
Yeah.
Five reasons the 49ers will win.
Go.
Let me guess. They had two
completely
weeks.
Opposite. If
the pass rush will get to Mahomes.
The five reasons that San Francisco will win. If Mahomes throws to the guy that's open on the 49ers.
Only if he's open. Only if he's open. Mahomes will take a risk and pay for it.
With possible.
Interception. Kyle Shanahan will be disciplined.
For what? Doing what?
San Francisco offense is a bad matchup for a Kansas City defense that, while significantly improved over last season, might not have the adjustment capabilities to keep up with the pressure 49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan creates with clever in-game maneuvering.
I think those are all feasible to me.
Now, Jeffrey,
I don't think they're
going to
happen, but they're all feasible.
Jeffrey, why at the beginning of the game or before the game, everybody knows what everybody's doing. After the game, everything is completely different. Nobody knew what the hell they were talking about.
Can you elaborate? What do you mean?
You know what I mean? Everybody is like Monday morning quarterback.
Because they're not looking for the open guy.
Well, you come see Monday morning, the game going to be completely, all the answers will be completely different than what we're given today. The reason they'll win.
Yeah.
Why they won.
And next week, we're going to have the Gonzalez twins here talking about NBA. That's how quick we're going to move off of football
the
right
into
basketball.
The two Gonzalez twins will be here?
Yes.
Oh, my God. That's nice. That's pretty cool.
They're George, you going to be here?
Nope.
Yep, Dylan and Dakota.
There's not enough room in here for you. That's going to like having other two brothers here.
They're sisters.
What sisters?
The Gonzalez twins. Venus and... Venus and...
Serena?
Milo.
Yeah, maybe you can get them to come in.
You talk about them in your act, don't you?
I don't think so. I talk about the little girl, Simone Biles.
I don't know who she is.
The gymnast.
Are you crazy?
What's the matter with you?
There's something wrong with you.
Yeah, well, obviously.
She's only the most decorated Olympic gymnast in history and an American.
You know what I saw? It's going to be a show that's going to be coming.
He's like, you know what I had for breakfast this morning?
It's going to be a Broadway show about Tanya Harding. It's a musical with Tanya Harding and what was
it's called Kneecap.
Yeah.
No. What was the other skater's name that she
Tanya
hit?
Harding and yeah, she
hit
the other
Yeah, I know. Nancy.
Kerrigan.
Kerrigan.
It's called Tanya.
You know what
Nancy
else is coming
the
to the Smith Center? Xinyan. Are those the most vibrant colors you've ever seen in your life? I don't know what you're doing. I think the Chinese are just trying to distract us from that disease. They want you to see something shiny and light.
From the flu.
Yeah.
From the Chinese.
From the coronavirus.
Yeah, right.
Ever said about cigars?
Have you seen that show yet, Xinyan?
No, I'm not Chinese. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on 920 The Game, also on iTunes
I drove over here
Apple
for this.
Podcasts with Dr. George Wallace in studio. We're going to take another short commercial break. Stay right where you are.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today. A Las Vegas Millennium Window Tinting on Eastern and Sunset invites you to get out of the sun and have your car, home, and office treated with energy-efficient 3M window tinting. Tinting your windows adds an extra layer of protection from both the sun and from intruders who can't steal what they can't see. Why wait till it's 120 degrees to shield yourself from the blistering heat? Millennium Window Tints offer same-day service and mention Vegas Nonstop for a special offer. Millennium Window Tints, authorized by the 3M Corporation. Schedule window tinting for your car, home, or business at their website, MillenniumTints.com. That's MillenniumTints.com at Sunset and Eastern.
Trouble. Super Bowl show. Well, they call me Sweetness, and
I like to dance. Running the ball. Jonathan Scott with Vegas Nonstop here at 920 The Game Radio. That was the Super Bowl shuffle.
Let me ask you a question. Jared Justice. I apologize for interrupting, but to,
you don't.
To Tom and Jeffrey, how the hell do you guys work with this idiot? What is going on? He just shouts out and he starts singing.
Because he points at me, and you didn't hear he was playing the Super Bowl shuffle?
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, that's why. From the Chicago Bears.
From the 1985 Super Bowl.
Did you ever see Walter Payton? Bad guy that did the gig. It was the
fridge.
Perry.
He's the first one with the big gap. He ran a touchdown in
Michael Strahan. He did
run a touchdown, and actually Walter Payton was very, very upset because
he never got
Ditka there. Didn't give him the rock to score the touchdown.
Mike Ditka, 73 to Packers 3.
Is he still alive?
Coach Ditka?
Who?
Yeah, he was a very mean man, wasn't he?
Well, he was surly.
No,
he's mean.
He was great. I worked with him for three
years. He was cantankerous.
I don't give a damn how long you worked with him. He's a mean guy.
He was one of the nicest people, but he had his moments like anybody else. I mean, you're very kind to people.
You don't know what I am.
Sam, I am.
You should hear the stuff he says when you leave the room.
Green eggs and he just called me an idiot a minute and a half ago.
He told me to shut up 20 minutes ago.
I just said that the top five. I just tweeted out the top five hams. You're going to salmon ham and ham. Where'd you go?
Green ham. Green eggs and ham. Yeah. No, I love the River and Jesse Jackson. Hams. That's my favorite.
You did the top five Vills.
I did hams too.
You did Vills today though.
I did Vills today.
I saw
Jacksonville.
I know.
Nashville.
Yeah.
All the Vills. And then the people hit me. See,
don't forget the 101. Don't forget 101 Dalmatians.
Don't you forget it? That's not a Vill.
Isn't it?
You got to do.
What was the name of the woman in 101 Dalmatians?
It was Cruella.
Cruella.
I did Cruella Bill. Yeah,
I know. I told you.
But I was talking. What am I talking about? Bonneville is what I was talking about.
Vaudeville.
But you know what that is?
Vaudeville.
It's a Pontiac.
It's a Pontiac.
Oh no.
It's not that stupid, huh? Well,
I just went off. Okay, I'm sorry.
I thought you did ends.
Jacksonville.
You did one out of ends.
But I didn't.
When are you coming out with your book?
You got 5 minutes. You better talk about something really important.
When are you coming out with your book?
My book is going to call Bull Twit. It's called Bull Twit.
Oh, you settled on that? Because you had two names.
Bull Twit.
Bull Twit, because George tweets every night.
Yeah, so that's going to be the name of the book.
What was your one on ends? You did one on ends the other day.
What did I do with
ends? Tight ends.
Bookends.
Your favorite ends.
Split ends.
Not into split
ends. That's
a good one. That's a good one. I didn't get it at first. He said fry ends. It's friends.
friends. That was it. Friends. Fry ends.
I like fry ends. What are fry ends?
That's last week. I don't remember what I did last week.
I don't remember what I did this morning. Well, Jeffrey, you came up with something last week that I thought was an interesting bet, which was the largest lead as 14. There will not be 14.5 points.
Under 14.5. Would be the largest lead by either team.
What did that
team.
Pay? Do you remember?
I'll tell you right now. I got it over here.
Oh, you got what number is
it? I have all my bets circled. I don't know.
Is it on the yellow
sheet? This literally is a book.
Oh, there's 400 choices at the Westgate.
Okay, you got 3 minutes. I want to hear what
that
we're
betting. That will be bet number 10052, and under 14.5 pays plus 110.
Okay.
No, which means for every 100 that you bet, you'll get back 110.
Yeah. 2 minutes. Give us the bets what you're going to make money on.
Well, I'm going to go over some MVP choices right
now.
And I'm going to throw out both quarterbacks because they're the obvious favorites. Right now, Mahomes is minus 150 to win MVP, which is ridiculous. And Garoppolo is not far behind at plus 250. So we're going to throw both quarterbacks out.
Okay.
And we're not going to pick a defensive player because I don't remember a defensive player ever winning MVP in the Super Bowl.
They did. It was like Super Bowl V. It was Chuck Howley for the Dallas Cowboys. Mm.
And while I think a guy like a Nick Bosa or a Richard Sherman or even the Honey Badger could have huge impacts in this game, I'm going to throw out the defensive player. So I'm going to go with MVP number one, Travis Kelce. Let's be honest. In that offense, he's going to excel. And if Mahomes could throw on the run and have a big target like 87, Travis Kelce is 16-1 to win the MVP.
16-1.
And he led all receivers for the Kansas City Chiefs this year. Number two is the other tight end, Greg Kittle.
George Kittle.
Him too. George Kittle. Garoppolo.
Kittle's about, you know, plus 500,000.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I thought he knew what he was talking about. He doesn't even know the player's name.
They both start with G. I got a little confused. People call me Gregory all the time, believe me.
Me too.
So I'm gonna go with Kittle because a guy like Garoppolo, he has a little bit of a safety blanket in his tight end, and he can use Kittle as a tight end. So I'm gonna go with Kittle plus 1250, and then I'm gonna go with Sammy Watkins 35-1.
Hill and Kelce are more likely going to get double teamed, and he's a speedster. Yep. He's got legs.
We're down to the last minute here. So, Tom, who do you pick?
I got Kansas City and Patrick Mahomes all day long.
Jeffrey with a G.
Niners by three. And Tevin Coleman is going to play a big part in this game along with Mostert.
I like Tom. Whatever
Dr.
Tom
Wallace.
Says, I go along with Tom.
Dr. Wallace. City. Kansas City?
Yep, and Patrick Mahomes.
Kansas City, here I come.
And you, sir?
I'm taking Kansas City because I like my Mahomes. I like Patrick Mahomes. I think he's going to get MVP. I think he's fun to watch.
You don't even have any Mahomes.
No, he doesn't.
That's Cojones.
I'm the only one with the Niners, correct?
I'm going to take Dr. George Wallace appearing Tuesdays through Saturdays at 8 p.m. at the Westgate Resort Hotel. Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Jeffrey. We're out of time.
Thank you, Jared.
Please say hello.
He's got a different wig than he had on last week.
Eat well and party hard, my friends.